Hello, my name is Eric Lipson. I'm a Democrat running for Ann Arbor City Council in the 4th Ward in the August 2nd, 2016 primary. I love Ann Arbor. I've lived and worked here for over 40 years. I came here to go to U of M's law school and never left. I've practiced law, raised a family, and managed nonprofits such as Student Legal Services Recycle Ann Arbor and the Student Housing Co-ops. I want to put the lessons I've learned managing nonprofits to work for the city of Ann Arbor. I'm running because I want the city to listen to its citizens. My friends and I have been walking and talking with people in the 4th Ward, and here's what we hear from the voters, and these are my priorities. Perhaps most urgently, voters want the poisonous Gelman dioxane plume that is contaminating our water to be cleaned up. No more disasters like Flint. The City Council, without delay, should petition the federal EPA to declare this slow-motion toxic disaster as a Superfund site. 25 years of inaction by the state is enough. The city needs to stop dragging its feet. Also, people feel strongly that the city is permitting too many huge, intrusive new developments in neighborhoods and not paying enough attention to the impact those developments have on the neighbors. I believe that Packard Square, Foundry Lofts, and the Circle K have gone way overboard in the density and intensity of development. The city should talk to the neighborhood residents and do what needs to be done to mitigate the negative effects of those huge developments on the neighborhoods and make zoning changes so this doesn't keep happening. People also want pedestrian and bicycle safety and improved traffic enforcement. This should have a much higher priority, especially for the sake of our children and the less abled. We need consistent signs and lights at crosswalks and on pedestrian corridors, not another study. This is not rocket science. I strongly support the initiative to allow the voters to decide the fate of the library lot located above the underground parking structure. But both of the other candidates for 4th Ward say the city council should decide. I think the people should have the right to decide what happens to this important piece of city-owned land. And finally, democracy requires transparency in government. But the city is planning a new multi-million dollar train station in secrecy. A majority on city council, including the mayor, voted to conceal comments by the Federal Railway Administration about this project. This is a breach of the public trust. This is the people's business. The people have a right to know, and council has the responsibility to know. Councilmember Eaton, Lum, and Calisapathy tried to make this information public, but were voted down 6-5 by the mayor and his allies on council. My opponent, Councilmember Crapole, voted for secrecy. This is unacceptable. As a councilman, I will vote always for transparent decision-making. This is a major decision for our future and for the investment of our tax dollars. This information should be public. This pervasive culture of secrecy is wrong and should end. And so I'm asking the voters of Ann Arbor's 4th Ward to vote for me, Eric Lipson, on August 2nd, so I can go to work for them and for all the citizens of Ann Arbor. Thank you.